This is Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Immigrant rights advocates gathered at the Texas Capitol in Austin yesterday to protest Senate Bill 4, the state's so-called sanctuary cities law. That's the sound of kids heading a piñata in front of the Texas State Capitol. On it, immigrant advocates placed sticky notes describing how SB 4 has affected their lives since its passage last session. Among other things, SB 4 allows local law enforcement to ask the immigration status of people they detain or arrest. Two Democratic state lawmakers joined the activists outside. State Senator Jose Menendez of San Antonio said SB 4 places a target on the back of people of color.
This is sold to us as a bill of goods that is about law and order. It's not. It's about oppression. It's about racism. It's about discrimination.
Dallas-based House Representative Rafael Anchia said SB 4 is discouraging some Texans from calling the authorities when they need help.
We're already seeing examples of how families are being adversely impacted and living in fear. We're already seeing negative data about how women in our community are scared to report domestic violence and abuse.
Both Anchia and Menendez have filed legislation that would repeal SB 4. Governor John Bel Edwards believes Louisiana will have enough money next year to fully fund the TOPS tuition program, give teachers a pay raise, and increase funding for the Department of Family Services. That's according to the proposed budget his administration presented before the State Joint Budget Commission last Friday. In an untraditional move, Edwards Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden unveiled the governor's $31 billion proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year. House Republican leaders who, ignoring state economists' recommendations, have repeatedly blocked attempts to update the state's revenue forecast, something required by law, which has delayed the governor's office from providing an executive budget. After Darden's presentation, committee member and GOP House Speaker Taylor Barra defended delaying forecasts, explaining inaccuracies result in an over or under collection of revenue.
The later we wait in the year, the better we get. The margin of error gets smaller and smaller. That was my effort.
Darden responded, explaining budgets are estimates subject to adjustment.
There's no government in America that gets a revenue projection exactly right, so you have to estimate. And the law contemplates an estimate, and it contemplates four meetings a year for the purpose of relooking at that estimate based upon changes.
Despite the unusual presentation, this budget is considered to be the most authentic budget proposal by Edwards since taking office in 2016, as his administration faced several budget shortfalls and seven special sessions since. Republican leadership contends the state has collected too much, resulting in millions in surplus, whereas others feel that surplus revenues aren't necessarily a bad thing. Release of the governor's budget proposal kicks off financial negotiations with lawmakers who will craft a final version of next year's spending plans in the upcoming legislative session that begins April 8th. Taking a look at the weather, expect rain showers for today. Some could develop into thunderstorms capable of producing small hail. Rain is expected to continue through the week and into the weekend. This is Red River Radio News.